Zogt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Schol, in Perek Yod, Mishnah Aleph. Azraya v'lechayim v'akeven hagen ba'aretz, u'b'chutz la'aretz. What is Zraya, l'chayim, and keva? You may know that there are Chaf Dalid Matnois Kehuna, 24 Matanais that have to go to the Kayan. These are some of them. When a person shechts one of his cattle, sheep, or goats, you have to give three parts of the behemoth to the Kayan. The Zraya, like the Zraya on Pesach, it means the foreleg. Over there it's a chicken on Pesach night, but here it's not a chicken, so it's an animal. But you have to give the foreleg, the right one, the right Zraya. The L'chaim, that's the jaws. And the keva is the stomach. Which part of the stomach? The part where the animal chews the cud. So Zraya L'chaim v'akeva n'hagim ba'aretz v'chutz la'aretz. It's knowing both in Eretz Yisrael and outside of Eretz Yisrael. Bifnei Abayis, Ushalai Bifnei Abayis, both with a Beis HaMikdash and without a Beis HaMikdash. Bechulin Avalei B'Mikdashin, and it applies to chulin animals that are not Hegdish, but not to Hegdish animals. So the Batnur explains, because the Mishnah is going to have to tell me this halacha, that it's tafka by chulin, not by Hegdish, and therefore we list all of the different inyanim that we were discussing about the different things over here at the end of Masechtas Chulin. Now this is a chiddush, that by a hegdish animal you don't have to give the zraya l'chaim and keva to the kohen. Show you the din, because the chayra could have made a kal v'chaim. Ima im chulin madach in regard to the chulin animals. She'einan chayavim b'chaz of a shayk. Sam is a chulin animal. You don't have to give the chest and the thigh to the kohen. But chayavim b'matanais, you do have to give these gifts, the zraya l'chaim and the keva, the foreleg, the jaws, and the stomach. So kadishim. In regard to Kaddishim, now this halach is by a carbon shlamim and a carbon taida. Shechayavim b'chaz v'shayik, where it's more strict. You have to give away the chest and the thigh to the kayin. Ein aydin, shouldn't we say for sure, shechayavim b'matanais, that you also have to give the matanais? Talmud Leimer, therefore the pasuk teaches me. This is in regard to the mitzvah of taka giving over the chaza and the shayk to the kayin by the carbon shlamim and the carbon taida. So the pasuk says, "Ve'etin oisam la'aron ha'kayin ulevanav l'chak oilam." I have given them to Aaron the kayin and his sons as a chak oilam, an everlasting right. But the Torah HaKadosh is emphasizing, "Ve'etin oisam la'aron ha'kayin." Only the chaza v'shayk goes to the kayin as part of the things that have to go to the kayin with these karbanis. Ein lo yilam ha'sha'amar b'inyan. Only what the pasuk talks about. But someone who brings a carbon does not have to give the zraya l'chaim and keva to the kayin. Oysam, only them, the chaz of a shayk. The chaz of a shayk, yes, but other things not. Okay, so quickly chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that zraya l'chaim and keva, which are chalokim of the behemah, that you are mechuyev to give to the kayin from every behemah that you shecht. So this mitzvah is in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, and during such a time, unfortunately, like today, that the Beis HaMikdash is not standing. It's noeg b'chulin, by behemoth of chulin, but not by hegdish. So it would have been a kal v'chaimer, mad a chulin, where there's no chiyuv of giving away the chaz of a shayk to a kayin. But you have to give the zraya l'chaim and keva, so by kachim, by certain karbanas, like a karban shlam and a karban taida, where there's a chiyuv to give the chaz of a shayk to the kehanim, shouldn't we say for sure that they're mechuyev b'matanis of zayi l'chaim and keva? Therefore the pasuk says, ve'eten oysam, only them the chaz of a shayk to Aaron HaKayin ulevan l'chak oilam. When it comes to hegdish, it's only the chaz of a shayk, but not the zraya l'chaim and keva. So what happens if I take a behemoth today and I shecht it? Do I have to give the zraya l'chaim and keva to the kayin? Some say yes. Only some? Our Mishnah says, for sure. Well, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you will see that there are different shitas over here. There is a shita in Shulchan Aruch that it is not noeg in Chutz La'aretz. And there's even a shaylif in Eretz Yisrael, bizman hazeh, it's min ha'tayra, or it's just midrabana. Now, Shulchan Aruch, it says if somebody does want to give the zoy l'chaim v'akeva, it doesn't look like he's a big shot. He can. The gra was noeg to give it to the kayin. And the Chassam Sofer was also naig when they shechted a behema to give these three things to the Kayan.